When evening falls, Brian Hunt makes his way to a comfortable chair in a sunroom on the south side of his house near Lacine, Kansas. But he's not settling in to relax. He's going to work. Hunt is a doctor who works the overnight shift admitting and monitoring patients through video connections at half a dozen hospitals scattered around Kansas. Sitting in front of his computer, wearing a headset and microphone, Dr. Hunt greets a 63-year-old woman who's just been transferred to Newton Medical Center from the smaller town of Marion. She's been having difficulties with speech and movement on her right side.
Hi, can you hear and see me okay? Excellent. And how young are you?
Hunt briefly engages the patient in small talk to put her at ease, and then begins examining her with the help of the nursing staff in Newton.
What I'm going to do first of all, if the nurses want to, let's just listen to your heart and lungs real quick. Are you guys ready to do that?
A robot in the room with the patient allows Hunt to hear the sounds from the stethoscope as clearly as if he were right there. It also has a camera that he can control and a video screen that lets the patient see him.
I'm going to kind of look at you a little bit closer here. Can you close your eyes real tight for me? Open them up real bright for me. Okay, look to your left. There you go. And look to your right with your eyes only, please. Look to your right with your eyes only. Good. All right, now relax. And can you show me your teeth? Excellent. Okay.
After about 2 minutes of these tests, Dr. Hunt gives the woman his diagnosis.
You tried to have a stroke. In fact, you probably had a small stroke. I'm just going to cut to the chase here, okay? Fortunately, it's a very, very slight remaining. But our concern is there going to be any further problems here, okay?
Hunt starts the woman on an aspirin regimen and orders a battery of tests aimed at making sure she doesn't have any ongoing issues.
I'll be up all night, okay? If something comes up, I'll be back just like that. I'm going to put some orders in the system right now, get things going, and anything else I can do before I sign off? All right, thank you for your time, and I wish you the best, man.
A bill considered this year in the Kansas House Health and Human Services Committee was aimed at encouraging more of this kind of care. It would require insurance companies to pay the same rate for telehealth services as for in-person services if they offer coverage for telehealth care. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas spokeswoman Mary Beth Chambers says a mandate is the wrong approach.
It takes away the flexibility from the insurance companies to be able to price accordingly for the services provided, while also keeping an eye on how to keep premiums as low as possible for our employer groups and our members who purchase insurance.
Chambers says there are some cases, an abdominal exam, for instance, where only a hands-on inspection is good enough. She worries that those cases might result in insurance companies having to pay for an initial telehealth consultation and an in-person follow-up. State Representative Jim Kelly, who proposed the bill, says that concern has been addressed.
The standard of care is going to be required to be the same, so that you could not do by telehealth a visit that would require hands-on.
And Kelly rejects the notion that parity in payment amounts to a mandate.
The issue that we wanted to do was to not force any company that wasn't offering telehealth coverage to have to provide it. And that would be the mandate. The other is more of a way to make it a playing field where providers would be willing to do it.
Kelly sees equal pay for equivalent services as essential to the spread of telehealth care, and he sees telehealth as one way to make health care more available in both rural and urban areas facing provider shortages. He argues that increasing access to follow-up and preventive care could reduce the need for more expensive hospitalization and emergency room services. The telehealth parity bill did not make it out of committee, however. It was referred for a possible interim study. Kelly says the bill is based on best practices from states that have adopted telehealth parity. 33 states, including all of the states bordering Kansas, already have similar laws on the books. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Thompson.